It's Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3. On the phone, being socially distant and safe, is Colonel C.J. King, Garrison Commander at Fort Knox, Kentucky. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are we doing this morning?
We're all doing fine. Thank you for calling in. We miss seeing you in the studio, and when this is all behind us, please come back and see us more often.
I'm going to come see. I'm going to bring donuts, too.
Oh, that's even better.
Already was my friend. Now he's my best friend.
That's right. That's right.
Well, what's going on at Fort Knox?
Hey, so I just wanted to touch on last Friday, we did that drive-in movie theater, saw the Jumanji Part 2 showing there, kind of honored the Fort Knox graduating high school class. Incredible turnout. About 150 families turned out for that. The overflow parking backed up out of the PX parking lot into the commissary lot. Just a great event. And I say that to, one, thank the community for coming, but two, to lead into some other graduation events that are honoring the high school class that are coming up. So just a couple things to talk about here. First, the Religious Support Office is hosting a baccalaureate service at the Maud Complex on Thursday, May 14th at 6:30 p.m. Lonnie Gilmore, Jr., the principal of Fort Knox High School, will be speaking to the students in attendance. Again, the Maud Complex is where HRC is at. Directional signs will be posted if anybody wants to come to that. That event will also be streamed live on the Fort Knox Religious Support Office's Facebook page. We're going to follow that the very next day, May 15th, with a graduation parade right here on post. That'll happen rain or shine. It'll start at 5 p.m. at the HRC parking lot. It'll ultimately go through post and stop at the Fort Knox High School. But students and their families will ride along a designated parade route. They'll be escorted by MPs, have some very cool stuff planned for them along the route. But hopefully community members will show up, kind of cheer them on along the way there. And then following the parade from 6 to 7, the Fort Knox Middle High School is going to do a graduation ceremony on its Facebook page. They've spent about the last 10 days recording pre-recorded speeches and showing the students walk across stage. They're going to merge that all together where it looks like everybody was all together and show that for the students. So that's what we've got planned for the high school, and hope folks will either view or come out and see it themselves.
I love that you guys are doing that for these students, because, you know, this is a tough time for them, and everything kind of got changed at the last minute for their senior year, but appreciate what you guys are doing to make that special.
I appreciate it. And, you know, all the schools are kind of suffering from this, but it's this class is special. If you think about, you know, kind of the way the year got cut short and they didn't get to finish sports seasons, it's just a really tough year, but, you know, it's one that they'll remember for the rest of their lives for sure.
Absolutely. All right, and Mother's Day coming up this Sunday.
Yeah, this is cool, and I'd really like to push this to the community. You know, we did the Easter service a while back. We started at 7:30 in the morning. We had a good turnout, but not as good as we'd hoped for. This one here is really cool. Mother's Day, drive-in style, non-denominational worship service. It'll be at the Maud Complex where HRC is at. Directional signs posted. Sunday, 9 a.m. Folks pull up, get parked, hear the message. Carnations will be laid on the hood. Folks will come around and lay carnations on folks' hood for the mothers there. You really just got to stay in your vehicles, tune your radio to 100.1 FM, listen in, and you can view what's happening right there on the side of the hillside. You'll see it. Just you know, it's very much like a drive-in movie theater. Very cool event. Hope the entire community will come out to see that.
All right. Thank you so much. Any restrictions or socially distant practices that folks need to know about before they come on post?
Really, the only thing is just, you know, if you're going to get within 6 feet of somebody, have the face covering on, or if you're going to shop in one of the point of sale, whether it's the commissary, the PX, Starbucks, what have you, then you've got to have a face mask on to go in. But that's it. Visitors are welcome.
All right. Thank you very much, Colonel C.J. King, Garrison Commander at Fort Knox. That is the Fort Knox Update. We do it each Thursday morning at this time, and we appreciate you.
Thank you all.
We are Quixie 98.3.